The artist Saul LeWitt helped revolutionize the definition of art in the 1960s by presenting the simple but radical new idea that an artwork's concept is more important than its form. Here, LeWitt discusses the beginnings of conceptual art.
There were a lot of changes in the air around 1960 or so, and everyone was really interested in reinventing art and starting from square one and getting rid of all of the previous art and trying to figure out new ways of thinking.
Artist Tom Marioni, a friend of LeWitt's, agrees that they were taking on everything that had come before, including the art stars of their time.
Well, the abstract expressionists believed that their hand was guided by God. They were inspired and so on, and expressing themselves, their deep feelings. And in the 60s, then, with pop art and minimal art, which sort of paralleled each other, the art became cool. It was a reaction against abstract expressionism. And so cool that it was analytical, like Saul LeWitt's, where the idea was worked out ahead of time, and then, as he said, the execution was a perfunctory affair.
Curator Gary Garls.
I think one of the wonderful things about LeWitt's work, unlike some of the other artists who were involved with minimal and conceptual art, is a playfulness, an open-endedness about the art. The art comes from very simple, rational ideas, but he develops them into complex and playful forms. So it's a dialogue that he welcomes the viewer to enter into.